Welcome to episode 545 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This is day 12 of our special series, 12 Days of Christmas. The debate about whether or not Christians should celebrate Christmas has been raging for centuries. There are equally sincere and committed Christians on both sides of the issue, each with multiple reasons why or why not Christmas should be celebrated in Christian homes. But what does the Bible say? One argument against Christmas is that the traditions surrounding the holiday have origins in paganism. Searching for reliable information on this topic is difficult because the origins of many of our traditions are so obscure that sources often contradict one another. Bells, candles, holly, and Yuletide Yule decorations are mentioned in the history of pagan worship, but the use of such in one's home certainly does not indicate a return to paganism. While there are definitely pagan roots to some traditions, there are many more traditions associated with the true meaning of Christmas, the birth of the Savior of the world in Bethlehem. Bells are played to ring out the joyous news. Candles are lit to remind us that Christ is the light of the world. A star is placed on the top of a Christmas tree to remember the Star of Bethlehem. And gifts are exchanged to remind us of the gifts of the Magi to Jesus, the greatest gift of God to mankind. Another argument against Christmas, especially having a Christmas tree, is that the Bible forbids bringing trees into our homes and decorating them. The passage often cited is Jeremiah 10 verses 1 to 16. But this passage refers to cutting down trees, chiseling the wood to make an idol, and then decorating the idol with silver and gold for the purpose of bowing down before it to worship it. The passage in Jeremiah cannot be taken out of its context and used to make a legitimate argument against Christmas trees or against Christmas. Christians who choose to ignore Christmas point to the fact that the Bible doesn't give us the date of Christ's birth, which is certainly true. December 25th may not be even close to the time Jesus was born. First, the Bible mentions that during Jesus' birth, shepherds were in their fields. But it's cold in Bethlehem in December, and nothing much grows in the fields. So shepherds sheltered their sheep around that time of year and stayed inside. The Bible also says Mary and Joseph were traveling to take part in a census. But back in Jesus' time, censuses were normally held in September or October, after the fall harvest, yet before the harsh winter made travel difficult. Neither of these points are without a certain amount of conjecture, which brings us back to the fact that the Bible doesn't tell us when Jesus was born. Some see this as proof positive that God didn't want us to celebrate the birth, while others see the Bible's silence on the issue as tacit approval. While Easter was celebrated by the earliest Christians, Jesus' birth wasn't considered a special day until about the 4th century, when the church wanted some kind of celebration to take the focus away from the winter solstice celebrations favored by the pagans. The church proclaimed Jesus' birth date as December 25th, and it became a major Christian celebration. Some Christians say that since the world celebrates Christmas, although it is becoming more and more politically correct to refer to it as the holidays, Christians should avoid it. But that is the same argument made by false religions that deny Christ altogether. Those Christians who do celebrate Christmas often see the occasion as an opportunity to proclaim Christ as the reason for the season among the nations and to those trapped in false religions. As we said on day 5, Christians who are convinced that they should not celebrate Christmas should stand in that conviction. Romans 14 verse 23 ends with this: for whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. We celebrate Christmas because, as the angel said, the birth of Jesus Christ is good news. Good news is meant to be celebrated. In fact, the angel said the news of Jesus' birth would cause great joy and would be for all the people. The joyful celebration would be universal. People around the globe would be glad for this occasion, a reason for celebration. We celebrate Christmas because, as the angel said, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. The three titles the angel applies to Jesus are important. Jesus is the Savior who delivers us from sin and death. He's the human Messiah, or Christ, who fulfills the law and the prophets, showing that God is faithful. And he is the divine Lord who has entered our world. The Almighty has taken on human flesh. God and man have been fused together in an indivisible, eternal bond. God is truly with us. In celebrating Christmas, we celebrate the Savior because we needed deliverance. We celebrate the Christ, the Messiah, in whom all of God's promises are yes and amen. We celebrate the Lord who in humility took on the very nature of a servant for our sakes. We celebrate Christmas with gift giving because of the indescribable gift that God gave to us. We celebrate Christmas by stringing lights because the light of the world has come to us. We celebrate Christmas with carols and choirs because they are expressive of joy and follow the examples of Mary and Zacharias and Simeon and the angels, all of whom extol the Lord in poetry. We celebrate Christmas by decorating evergreen trees with stars and angels and tinsel because of the eternal life Jesus brings. And stars and angels and beauty were all associated with Jesus' birth. In celebrating Christmas, we celebrate the love and condescension of God. In Texas in 1987, a toddler by the name of Jessica McClure fell into an 8-inch well casing. Down she went, becoming stuck 22 feet below ground. Once people discovered that baby Jessica was in the well, they took immediate action. They didn't tell her to find a way to climb back up, and they didn't just shout happy thoughts to encourage her. No, they went down to where she was and got her. They did whatever it took. Rescuers worked nonstop for 58 hours to free her. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve fell. Down they went, dragging all humanity with them into the darkness and death of sin. And what did God do? He did not tell us to find our own way out of the mess we were in. And he did more than shout down happy thoughts to us from heaven. No, he came down to where we were and got us. That's what Christmas is all about. God's coming down to rescue us, to do whatever it took to deliver us from sure death. When even one person is in a life-threatening situation, we understand what has to be done. When God looked down at our sinful planet, he saw a whole world of people in mortal danger. We celebrate Christmas because it was at Christmas time that the rescuer of all mankind came to save us from the hopeless situation we were in. God did not stay in heaven, he came down to where we are. Luke 2 verses 8 to 10. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." What happens after the angels announce the good news or the good tidings? Verses 13 to 14. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." The angels celebrated Christmas. Why shouldn't we? After this announcement, the shepherds tending their flock celebrated Christmas. Magi traveled hundreds of miles and for months to celebrate Christmas. As long as our worship of Christ is central to our celebrations, why shouldn't we celebrate Christmas? Father, thank you for that holy night more than 2,000 years ago. Help us to accept the gift available to us, not only because Jesus was born, but also because he died for our sins. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.